is Rediscover Life and Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Church Arise. And as the church, I believe we've been given a tremendous responsibility and calling to shine the light and love and liberty that's found in Christ in the gospel to a lost and a dying world. And Isaiah 60 and verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." Praise God. This is a time for the church to arise and shine. Ephesians 5:14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." So as the church, the time has come for us to arise. Firstly, arise and turn. Secondly, arise and shine. Amen. It's time for us to arise and shine. And, you know, I love the way some phrases from the Bible enter into common usage in the English language. And, you know, arise and shine is one of them. We say to people in the morning, arise and shine. And, you know, what a message that is for us as the church to arise and shine. People, it's time for us to arise and shine, to arise from the ashes of, you know, this season of darkness and despair, this season of uncertainty and fear and confusion that we're seeing manifested around us, because we have a hope that is not of this world. This is our time to shine. And Isaiah chapter 60 tells us, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." This is our calling. We're called to bring liberty. We're called to bring freedom. We're called to bring life. We're called to bring love in his name. And, you know, Isaiah 61 promises us the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And, you know, I appreciate that at times people may have been through a lot. They, you know, may have struggled with betrayal or the loss of a loved one, or, you know, joblessness, or struggling with depression, or all sorts of issues that are going on in their lives. Maybe an unhappy marriage, or kids that are far from God. And at times, people really can make the worst decision in deciding to pull back from church during a difficult season. Because what it does is it forces them to live in fear and isolation. And, you know, there's a saying, no man is an island. And, you know, the reality is, a problem shared is a problem halved. And sometimes just by being around the people of God, it will lift your spirits. And again, Hebrews chapter 10 tells us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the manner of some. And so, you know, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says that God will restore the years the locust has eaten. And, you know, at times people, you know, have suffered terrible loss. And they've just been through just a season of, you know, one disaster after another. And Joel 2:25, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame." And so I believe we're living in a time of restoration. And, you know, I believe God wants to bring restoration into your life. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." So again, this is a season for us to arise. This is not a season for us to give up and just yield to despair. And of course, you may be in a tough place today. Fact is, the enemy of your soul may have knocked you flat on your back, but all of heaven is cheering you to get back up. All of heaven is shouting, arise, it's time to shine. God is not finished, so make sure that you don't quit. Romans 8 verse 37 says, "And all these things are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And remember that, child of God, that you're more than a conqueror, and you can't be more than a conqueror without having some things to conquer. And, you know, you can't have a testimony without going through a test. And so, again, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we're killed all day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember this, you're more than a conqueror, and therefore arise, child of God. You are a victor, not a victim. Matthew 5, verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Remember this, your life may be the only Bible another person may ever read. So remember, they may never read the Bible, but they sure are reading you. So let's do everything we can to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ to our fellow man. Let our light shine. Amen. This is so important that we let our light shine to our generation. And again, as Jesus said here, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is not about boasting. This is not about being holier than thou. This is about us demonstrating to a lost and a dying world that Jesus Christ lives. John chapter 11 and verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Praise the Lord. When Christ cried out, Lazarus, come forth, you know what he was simply saying? Lazarus, it's time to arise and shine. And I say that to you today. In the midst of your trials and problems and persecutions and issues and challenges and failures, the Lord loves you. He's with you. By faith, arise and shine. Change will come. Breakthroughs are on the way. Just believe that in Jesus' wonderful name. I pray for every person listening today, Lord. I pray you encourage them, bless them, help them. Let them know they're not alone in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.